Right there is one of my favorite Mark Chestnut songs called Old Country, and Mark Chestnut will be performing at the Crystal Grand Music Theater in the Wisconsin Dells coming up on Saturday, and we are fortunate enough to have him with us this morning, the man himself, Mark Chestnut. Welcome to the Big Red in the Morning Show, Mark.
Hey, man. Thank you. It's good to be here, or at least talking to you.
It's great to have you on the show. Mark, first off, it is an honor for me to have you on this program this morning, as I remember the first time I spun Too Cold at Home back in 1990 when I was working in Madison. I was immediately drawn to your traditional and honky-tonk sound. Tell me, what was it like hearing your song on the radio for the first time?
Well, I'll tell you, it's unbelievable. I really can't describe it. It just seemed like all the, you know, the 10 years I spent singing in the honky-tonks and beer joints and all the, I had made records before there in Texas on small independent labels that got a little airplay around Southeast Texas area, Beaumont, Houston, and all that. But, you know, it wasn't big time. So when I finally heard it, actually, on just about every station I put it on, I thought, well, that's it. I've made the big time. I have hit it. I have arrived. I am a star. Well, that's what I thought. You know, that's what I felt. And I was riding high, man. I was big dogging it all over the place, you know, listening to my record. So they were playing it all the time, you know, and I was just enjoying all the success. And then one day I was driving down the road, and I heard Joe Diffie's new record, Home, on the and I thought, well, that's it. I had my run. I'm done. Well, man, so back then we were, you know, there were some great records being put out, all country music.
It was really a lot of great country music out at that time. Now, over the past few years, you've had some time away from the stage. What has it been like getting back out there and playing your music for the fans, Mark?
It's been wonderful, man. I had to... you know, I'd say the years between 2001 and the end of 2023 were a nightmare. Mm-hmm. You know, just a nightmare for me, and I know a lot of other people too, you know, millions of other people. We had the COVID mess happening and all that, and put everything on hold. We had to stop. Everybody had to stop working. We had to stop touring, and, you know, shut everything down, and we couldn't go nowhere for a long time, and it really hurt us a lot. And plus, about that time, I had to have back surgery. I had major back surgery. My spine was fractured in three places, so I had major back surgery, and had rods, you know, titanium rods put in my back. So that put me down for a long time, and got back to work, started doing good, and then I had another health scare. You know, I had to take off another 4 or 5 months to recover from all that, and made some life changes, and got back on the road. Everything was rolling right along, and then I had to have quadruple bypass surgery.
Wow.
back in June. Yeah, I had to shut it down again. So, you know, it's been a pretty crazy, I don't know, 4 years.
Yeah.
And so, but, you know, hopefully, if the good Lord's willing, everything will be fine and keep ticking this year, because we've got big plans. I've got new management. I'm back out on the road with you know, a lot of new stuff going on, getting ready to record some new music.
Outstanding.
And, oh, yeah, we're rolling, man. We're rocking right now. And things couldn't be better. Country music, my kind of traditional country music, is starting to happen again.
I was going to say that, you know, I've been doing country radio for about 38 years, and I can feel that traditional country sound, 90s sound, coming back. Are there any artists out there right now, Mark, that you currently enjoy who you think are keeping it country?
Oh, God, yes. That Top, man, that is the man leading the charge.
That's unreal. He is outstanding.
He is, man. He came out of nowhere, and I've been hearing people talk about him for a while in the industry. Mm-hmm. And then I started seeing him on TikTok and all that, and I'm thinking, wow, man, this guy's good. And then he just came out with that album, Cold Beer and Country Music, and I thought, well, man, here we go. Exactly. And so I downloaded the album and I listened to it, and I thought, man, this stuff was recorded in 1994. And it wasn't dated, you know. It was new songs, but the guy took me back when, you know, me and Tracy Lawrence and Joe Diffie and all of us were making hit records, and sounded just like our stuff.
Exactly.
Didn't sound like anything that any of the new stuff that's been out for the last 20 years. And I thought, wow, man, fiddle and steel guitar, who'd have thought?
Yeah, very refreshing.
It really is, man. And, you know, this is the first time in over 25 years that I have actually bought an entire album, and I listen to it all the time. In fact, I was sitting here just a little while ago with my guitar on the bus. I was sitting here singing I Never Lie.
Nice.
You know, Zach's big hit right now, and I love it. And I was sitting here singing it with my guitar thinking, you know how long it's been since I've done that.
That's outstanding. You know, and you probably, if Zach Top heard that, it'd bring a big smile to his face, because you can sure tell he's 90s influenced. And, you know, Mark, over the years, I got the opportunity and the great fortune to get to know George Jones and his wife, Nancy, very well. And one thing he always told me was, you know, Red, keep it country. Now, I can tell he's an influence of yours. Is there anything that George ever said to you that stuck throughout your career?
Man, I could write a book about George Jones. I spent so much time with him. You know, I met George Jones in the 80s before I even had a record deal. You know, like I said, I had records out on independent labels, and I had a band that was pretty popular. And so Nancy had heard about us, and he had his country music park out in East Texas, in not too far from Beaumont where I live. So they hired me to come out there, and I played every single show at Jones Country for, I don't know how many, a few years. And I got to meet George and hang out with him, and because we're both from Beaumont, Texas. So we became friends, and we stayed friends the rest of his life. He was there with me when I got my hit records, and we got on the road and toured together a lot. We talked on the phone a lot, and backstage, and you know, sitting on the buses while we were touring, talking and singing. So many things he told me, like, you know, watch that drinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing he told me. So that drinking's going to get you if you don't watch it. And it did. You know, it got a lot of us. But thank God I sobered up and smartened up and lived through it. And, you know, everything that man told me was 100% right.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, you know, Mark, a few years ago, I was told to give your son Casey a listen, and I love what I've heard from him so far. What kind of advice have you given him about the music business, and have you talked about maybe possibly recording together?
Oh, yeah. I'm so proud of him. He just recorded some new music up here in Nashville, too, and he's got a record deal with Clearwater Records, and the stuff he recorded just blew me away. I'm so impressed. I think there's big things coming for him too. And yeah, we talk all the time. And you know, he plays music all over the country like I do. But yeah, I tell him the exact same things that George Jones told me.
Outstanding.
Every single thing, you know. And you know, he's doing so good. He's not drinking. He did 5 years in the Marine Corps, so he had his wild time with all that stuff. You know, he's a daddy, and so, yeah, he knows how to act. And so I keep a close check on him, and I got to keep that boy right. You know, I don't want to see him make the mistakes I made. He made the biggest mistake I told him not to do was, I told him way back before, I said, if you want to do music for a living, I said, don't get married. What'd he do?
Got married
while he was in the Marine Corps. He got married. Now he's divorced. He's divorced now, and he has a 4-year-old daughter. And so, yeah, it's a little tough for him. But you know, he, that just makes him tougher. He's a strong man, and he's a hell of a singer.
He is an unbelievable. I love what I've heard from him so far and looking forward to more. And you had said that we were going to probably see some new music from you in the future, and I'm excited about that. But, Mark, I need to ask you, what we gave some tickets away to your show Saturday night, and what can our listeners expect from a Mark Chestnut show this Saturday?
The same thing that you've always gotten from Mark Chestnut, and that's straight country music. You know, my songs, I'm going to try to cram every hit I've ever had into, what, an hour, you know, hour and a half or hour and 15, how much ever time we have. Yeah, we'll play for 3 hours if we can get away with it. But we have fun up there, you know. We don't get up there and jump around and flop around and do a bunch of hip-hop-inspired kind of stuff. We do country. You know, I have a fiddle and a steel, like I've always had. And, you know, we do a country show, so which is good, you know, because mm-hmm. I think, you know, there's too many artists out there that are running around in with their ball caps backwards and running around stage with a handheld mic and, you know, their legs spread apart and pointing at the crowd, flashing gang sign looking things, and you know. I know a lot of people love that stuff, but that ain't country, you know. So I'm just so glad if Zach Top's coming up doing what I do, which is basically walk up on stage with a guitar and sing, play great music. And it worked for George Strait all these years, and he's the king of country music. So, yeah, that's what you're going to get with us. We're just going to get up there and play a bunch of country music, have a good time.
Outstanding. Hey, Mark, where can our listeners keep up to date with what you got going on, tour dates, and as far as new music releases? Is there a real good place to go for them?
Yeah, we're in the process right now of rebuilding a website. I have new management, and we've changed and everything up. It's not running yet, but people can, if they're wanting to find out what's going on, I have an official Facebook, and I know there's a whole lot of them every day. There's somebody else pops up saying they're me, and it's that they're the official website, but there's only one.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you see me on there trying to, you know, do private messaging and all that stuff, that's all fake. That's not me. I don't do that kind of stuff, and I have a team that's running that, and I communicate every day with them, and we post things that come directly from me. So, yeah, watch it. I know people are smart enough to know what's real and what ain't.
Outstanding. Well, Mark, I always let the artist out of the interview pick the song from their catalog that they'd like us to play. What can we play for our Iron Country listeners this morning?
I'd like you to play I'll Think of Something.
All right. Well, Mark Chestnut, it has been an honor having you on Iron Country, and you are always welcome here.
I sure appreciate you, brother, and I'm excited to get up there and see y'all.